conviction and the determination thereof. They are not like a fixed deposit. I have to invest that much and it's always there with me. It's more like a deposit in a stock market share. So depending on how the stock market is going, the value may be very high, the value may be very low also. Like that, our conviction and determination keep varying. So we need to replenish it regularly. Now, replenishing means that we have to observe within the broad activities of sadhana bhakti, within the broad activities of bhakti, what activity energizes me the most. We have standard activities of sadhana bhakti that we do, but along with that, the activity that energizes us the most, we need to take special time out to do that. So if we like to do puja of the deities, then that's what we need to make time for that. Rupa Goswami calls this as Uddipan. Uddipan means spiritual stimulus. And it can vary from individual to individual. Just like we can consider sensual stimulus, material stimulus. Now for all of us, what might agitate our minds materially can vary. We've got food items. Not everybody is attracted to the same food item necessarily. Everybody is attracted to different food items. So just as there are different sensual stimuli that may attract us, similarly there are different spiritual stimuli that may attract each one of us. So we have to find out what spiritual stimuli can connect us with Krishna most effectively. And we keep that readily accessible to us. So it might be if we like to hear classes of a particular devotee, then keep some in their classes or some extracts from their classes, some specially inspiring classes, keep them readily accessible. If we like to hear kirtan, then keep kirtan readily accessible. So when we keep these things readily accessible, then whenever we start feeling weak, then we can draw on the sources of strength. So we needn't see our spiritual weakness as a character flaw. Our spiritual weakness is simply a circumstantial inevitability. We will be strong for some time and after that we will become weak. So rather than thinking, oh, something must be wrong, why am I feeling like this? Yeah, something is wrong, but it's not that there's something because of which I cannot practice spiritual life. I cannot be serious about spiritual life. Okay, I can practice it at whatever. I just need to get the strength back again and then I'll be able to practice it. So that's one aspect to it, that wherever we get the strength for, we make time to do that activity. The second is that we don't have to necessarily reduce spiritual life to just a certain set of activities. That means if I'm not able to do this, that means I'm not spiritual. A spiritual life is more a matter of consciousness than of activities. So I write articles on the Bhagavad Gita every day at GitaDaily.com. So there I try to put the Gita's message in memorable terms. So one article I wrote recently was that even if we can't succeed in Krishna consciousness, we can fail in Krishna consciousness, not fail out of Krishna consciousness. Now what does that mean? That means that failing in Krishna consciousness means that even if I am not able to do a particular thing, say if I decide to wake up in the morning, but I am not able to wake up in the morning. Now one reaction could be that, hey, I can't wake up in the morning, therefore the spiritual life business is not for me, let me give it up only. So I won't be able to chant, I won't be able to do the sadhana, just let me give it up. That is failing out of Krishna consciousness. But it is not that if you can't chant in the morning, that doesn't mean we are banned from chanting. Namna makari bodhan nija sarva shakti tatra arpita niyamita smarane ina kala. There are no rules for chant. So that would mean that we can if I can't if I can't succeed in Krishna consciousness, I can fail in Krishna consciousness. That means, okay, Krishna, my conditioning is so strong, I'm not able to do this. Or my conditions are such that there are too many distractions right now. Too many other things are coming up. So let me, I'm not able to do this right now, but please, I want to serve you. Please guide me how I can serve you best in this situation. So sometimes certain things do require time and attention. when Srila Prabhupada was, before he started ISKCON, when he was a grahastha, he was in Varanasi, and he was in Allahabad. He had his own pharmacy business, and he used to give medicine, and there was a doctor who used to prescribe the medicine. Prabhupada was a dispenser. So that doctor's interview is there about it, and he says that time Prabhupada was Abhay Babu. It is clear that Abhay Babu was a very deeply religious person, but he says at that time his main question was, the main thought dominating was, how can I earn more money? He had his daughters to get married, one of his sons was very sick and he had to be treated properly. So Prabhupada was burdened by those thoughts. So if we see, Prabhupada might not have seemed to be, say, going to the Gaudiya Math temples regularly. Some of his Gaudiya Math devotees, Godbrothers, were saying, why don't you just move into the temple? Prabhupada was not doing that. But in his own way, he was Krishna conscious. So we have to see that the distractions may stop us or limit us from the external activities of Krishna consciousness, but they don't have to stop our Krishna consciousness itself. We can see that even in this, Krishna, I long to be with you. I want to do the service more. I'm just not able to do it. Please guide me how I can do it. That longing is there, and we are moving towards Krishna. It's like a traffic. If you are traveling to a particular station, the traffic is too much, we'll have to go slowly. But if we are really eager to go to that place, then we're looking, how can I move forward? How can I move forward? Is there some other route? And then as soon as the route becomes clear, we'll move faster. So similarly, there are situations in which the traffic in our life will become just too much. And then we can't do the external Krishna consciousness activity that much. That's okay. Krishna is an understanding God. He's not a judging God. But the test is that after the traffic clears, even after that also we are going slowly. That means we are not interested in going back. So when the conditions become a little less inclement, when they become more favorable, then we can intensify our bhakti. Okay. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki Jai Gaur Premanande.
So now we'll have Damodarashtaka for about 10 minutes. Everybody can come forward. There'll be lamps we already have. We can offer. And then we'll serve prasadam after that. Yes.
Do you have the books, Prabhu?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
sorry. So Srila Prabhupada wanted his followers to present the bhakti message in contemporary language. So I have written about 25 books till now, but we have got a few of them here. The latest book is on the Ramayana. It is wisdom from the Ramayana. There are about 20 incidents from the Ramayana which have been narrated and then analyzed to explain practical lessons. And sometimes some good people behave in a terrible way, say, like Kaikeyi did. Or sometimes the best of good friends have terrible misunderstandings, like happened with Bali and Sugriv. How do we respond in a constructive way? When bad things happen in our life, when to accept them as destiny, when to act to counter them. So we learn from Ram's life and other characters' life lessons like this. So this is wisdom from the Ramayana. And this is another, this is a new concept. This is 365 meditation cards. So like what I talked about, the quotes which I mentioned today, that even if we can't succeed in Krishna consciousness, we can fail in Krishna consciousness, not out of Krishna consciousness. So there are many quotes like that. These are all based on verses from the Bhagavad Gita. And they are on topics, three broad topics: nourish yourself, nourish your devotion, and nourish your relationships. So there's mindfulness, there is positive thinking, there's work-life balance. So each card, can you open one of them? So in fact, this card deck, you can keep on your own desk and you can read it yourself every day. Even children, they also love to look at, just, they may not read the whole book, but they can read Gita. They can just look at one card and they can see it. And this is a very good gift to give. You can also, to friends and colleagues who are not yet interested in reading the Bhagavad Gita. You know, we distribute Bhagavad Gita as it is. Unfortunately, many people keep it as it is. They don't read it. So if they see that some quotes are, yeah, so you could just take out any quote and have a look at it and see if it speaks to you. So each of them is based on a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, and you can, if you go to gitadaily.com and type that quote, you will also see an article which explains how this verse is related to that particular, how this quote is related to that Gita verse. And this is also something which you could keep in your, one devotee is doing it, he's keeping it in the office desk. And in offices you generally can't preach to anyone. But if somebody sees a quote and asks a question, then that is a good springboard for you to speak about philosophy and share Krishna Bhakti with them. So these, we have these card decks and these books. There are a few other books also might be available. So you can have a look at them also. Thank you very much.
How much are they?
Yeah, this is 10, this is 25. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.